He looked up from his pages as the storm threw rain at the old leaded window with nearly the force of an errant hose. A scream from the angry wind came down the chimney, and Reggie backed away from the sound and sat on a small hassock near him. "What thing?" he asked. "Kuchin is a religious man." Mallory closed his book and nodded. He pulled his pipe from his pocket and began to stuff it with tobacco. "Professor, if you don't mind, that smell actually makes me sick." He looked surprised.
"Why didn't you say so?"
"I guess I didn't want to hurt your feelings." She gave a hollow laugh. "I guess after the things I've done, that seems a bit odd."
His expression remained serious. "What's odd? That you have enormous compassion? I would imagine that facet of your personality is one major reason you do this job."
Reggie hurried on. "Anyway, I read over the case notes, and it says that Kuchin goes to church every Sunday and gives large sums for religious purposes."
Mallory slipped the pipe back in his pocket. "Is true enough? I've seen it before with men like him. Seeking redemption, solace, hedging one's bets even. It's madness, of course, for such men to believe that any god of goodness would have anything to do with the likes of them after death."
"Mass killers, you mean?"
Mallory interpreted the intent behind her words immediately. "You are nothing like the Feder Kuchins of the world, Regina."
"Funny. Some days it's hard for me to tell the difference, really."
Mallory stood so fast that he dropped his novel. He strode over to the table, picked up a piece of paper, and came back to her, thrusting it in her hands. It was the photo of the remains of the incinerated farmer. "There is the difference, Regina. Right there." He took her hand, gripped it firmly, and looked directly into her eyes. "And now tell me about the church."